בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשע"ז 2017, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודול E. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על הנבחנים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Good morning. This is Linda Denby with our weekly program, Our World. Today we'll be looking at a very serious problem that already affects almost 2 billion people. I'm talking about the global water shortage. There is simply not enough water in the world today for all our needs, and the problem is getting worse every day. With me in the studio is Alan Rees, who has recently written a book called Water for All. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Linda. Thanks for having me here.
First of all, Alan, can you please explain why there is such a terrible shortage of water?
There are several reasons. One is that the world's population is growing every year, so more drinking water is constantly needed. And more people also means that farmers have to produce more food. Growing fruit and vegetables and raising animals requires huge amounts of water. In fact, almost 75% of all the water used by human beings goes to farming. In addition, we are experiencing climate change, and in some places, that is another reason for the shortage of water.
What do you mean?
Well, as a result of climate change, some places that used to have good weather for farming are no longer getting the rain they need. Some areas are not getting any rain at all, so plants dry up and farmers cannot feed their animals. Other areas are getting too much rain, which also destroys the plants. Because of these extreme weather conditions, millions of farmers cannot rely on rainfall anymore to provide the water they need for their plants and animals.
I see. But I understand that in your book, Water for All, you're optimistic about the future.
That's right. In the book, I describe technologies we already have that can help us deal with the water shortage. For example, you might have heard of the drip method, where plants are slowly given small drops of water through pipes on the ground. Of course, this saves a lot of water. And it's also been found that plants which get water this way grow bigger and stronger. The drip method was developed in Israel and has been used there for a long time. And it's being used by more and more farmers around the world.
You also write about other methods Israel has developed to help overcome the shortage of water.
Yes, Israelis have developed new types of plants that need less water. In addition, they've developed fruits, vegetables, and some other plants that can grow in water that is found naturally in the ground, although this water contains some salt. Surprisingly, fruit grown in salty water is actually sweeter. But that's not all. The solutions coming from Israel go beyond agriculture. There are now new technologies which completely remove the salt from seawater so that people can drink it. About half of Israel's drinking water is produced by using these technologies.
That sounds very encouraging. So to conclude, would you say we don't need to worry any longer about wasting water?
No, I would definitely not say that. Even the latest technologies cannot produce enough clean water to solve the problem entirely. And people still have to be taught not to waste water. I believe that when they understand how bad the problem is, most people will do what they can to help. And it really doesn't take long to get used to paying attention to how much water you use and avoid wasting it.
Thank you, Alan. I'm sure the listeners got the message. That's all for today. Until next week, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Good morning. This is Linda Denby with our weekly program, Our World. Today we'll be looking at a very serious problem that already affects almost 2 billion people. I'm talking about the global water shortage. There is simply not enough water in the world today for all our needs, and the problem is getting worse every day. With me in the studio is Alan Rees, who has recently written a book called Water for All. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Linda. Thanks for having me here.
First of all, Alan, can you please explain why there is such a terrible shortage of water?
There are several reasons. One is that the world's population is growing every year, so more drinking water is constantly needed. And more people also means that farmers have to produce more food. Growing fruit and vegetables and raising animals requires huge amounts of water. In fact, almost 75% of all the water used by human beings goes to farming. In addition, we are experiencing climate change, and in some places, that is another reason for the shortage of water.
What do you mean?
Well, as a result of climate change, some places that used to have good weather for farming are no longer getting the rain they need. Some areas are not getting any rain at all, so plants dry up and farmers cannot feed their animals. Other areas are getting too much rain, which also destroys the plants. Because of these extreme weather conditions, millions of farmers cannot rely on rainfall anymore to provide the water they need for their plants and animals.
I see. But I understand that in your book, Water for All, you're optimistic about the future.
That's right. In the book, I describe technologies we already have that can help us deal with the water shortage. For example, you might have heard of the drip method, where plants are slowly given small drops of water through pipes on the ground. Of course, this saves a lot of water. And it's also been found that plants which get water this way grow bigger and stronger. The drip method was developed in Israel and has been used there for a long time. And it's being used by more and more farmers around the world.
You also write about other methods Israel has developed to help overcome the shortage of water.
Yes, Israelis have developed new types of plants that need less water. In addition, they've developed fruits, vegetables, and some other plants that can grow in water that is found naturally in the ground, although this water contains some salt. Surprisingly, fruit grown in salty water is actually sweeter. But that's not all. The solutions coming from Israel go beyond agriculture. There are now new technologies which completely remove the salt from seawater so that people can drink it. About half of Israel's drinking water is produced by using these technologies.
That sounds very encouraging. So to conclude, would you say we don't need to worry any longer about wasting water?
No, I would definitely not say that. Even the latest technologies cannot produce enough clean water to solve the problem entirely. And people still have to be taught not to waste water. I believe that when they understand how bad the problem is, most people will do what they can to help. And it really doesn't take long to get used to paying attention to how much water you use and avoid wasting it.
Thank you, Alan. I'm sure the listeners got the message. That's all for today. Until next week, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.